I think that the Royal Commission on Aboriginal Peoples recommendations should be implemented. It would allow for a significant land base for all First Nations in Canada. It would allow for the reemergence of the original Aboriginal nations that have been divided by the Indian Act and other things. So we could self-define who our members are, our citizens are. And there's recommendations there on economic development, on social development, on healing. It covers all Aboriginal peoples. So to me, that makes lots of sense. But the reality is that what the report said was that if we waited and didn't implement it right away, the costs were actually going to be higher. And that's what we're seeing now. Higher problems with poverty, people not completing high school or not enough post-secondary education, health problems that cost more, the social costs that are a burden on the country and so forth. And that what we suggested was 20 years of intense investment, and that by year 10, you could actually see the benefits starting back, and by 20 years, you would be in the black, and you wouldn't need to have that kind of investment anymore, because you would have more people employed, you'd have more people finishing education, you'd have healthier people, you'd have people self-governing and taking care of their own communities. So ironically, this fall will be the 20 years that we recommended this take place in. And because that didn't happen, the reality is that the costs are much, much higher to the country than had they gone ahead and done what we wanted. So I'm still suggesting we do that.